There are many wonderful things that are taking place in these days. And of course, today is the little Easter, which is celebrated in even more glorious ways throughout the world. For instance, everything is closed, even the subways and the buses. Only you can take taxis and pay extra money for it. And many restaurants. Because yesterday, according to the petitions of the Holy Fathers in the past, everything was open in order for the hundreds of thousands of pilgrims that came to witness not only the wonderful Easter Sunday Mass, but also the benediction of the Supreme Pontiff, Urbi et Orbi, to the city, that is, Rome, and to the world, which we all could have received had we been watching it, and even in the modern means of communication of today, like YouTube, you can still receive a plenary indulgence by watching that even today. But I got a kick out of the gospel today. A lot of the times I remember, especially when I was little and hearing other parents, that they always told us not to say stupid. Well, in the gospel today, our Lord says, Are you so stupid? To Cleophas and St. Luke, because the one who writes this and was going with him to the villa in Emmaus was St. Luke himself. And that's why they say at the end of the gospel, they return to the 11. Now Judas was gone, and his bowels spilled all over the floor, all over the ground, and his cursed body buried in a pauper's grave where, and of course, the place where he was buried was a place of sacrifice of the pagans, who used to sacrifice babies to the pagan gods in that very same field. It was predestined for Judas. And I understand that recently some bishop or other tried to canonize Judas. What an idiot. Christ would have been saying to him, "Are you stupid?" And of course, he's not a bishop because he deserved it. He's a bishop because he kissed up. And I won't go into it. You can find out for yourselves. But here we have the two disciples, not apostles, St. Joseph of Cleophas, who was a relative of Christ, and St. Luke, who had become the evangelist. He was the beloved physician and very good friend of St. Paul when he was converted. But he was converted before St. Paul. And they were going to this little village, Emmaus, outside of Jerusalem. And they were talking about all the horrible things that had happened and how sad they were, and they could not believe that Jesus was dead and he was gone and it was all over, and they believed in somebody that wasn't real. That's really what they were saying. And then our Lord appears. The risen body, as I mentioned yesterday, even ours, if we are going to heaven. If we are going to hell, we will look and be demons. And that's it. And don't let anybody with their stupid spiritualities. And we had one of those for 13 years, unfortunately. Say that, "Oh no, that's not going to happen." No, no, it does. God is just. And he promises punishment to the wicked and reward to the holy, to the obedient. And so, they were going back to Jerusalem, but they were speaking about all these evil things. And then our Lord says, "Are you stupid? Do you not understand what has been going on?" And then, without allowing them to see that it was he, they just thought he was just a nice young man, but they did not recognize that it was Jesus. And who knows how many times Jesus appeared to you and you did not recognize that it was Jesus because you were too stupid. And don't say that I never told you that. And so he begins with Genesis. And of course it says here, Moses. Why does he say that? Because according to the church's teaching, Moses wrote the Pentateuch, the first five books of the scriptures. Today, so-called scripture scholars deny everything. But who cares about them? They're stupid. So, you know, they have a big hat and a big degree, and they think they know it all. No, no, no. And so he begins and explains all the way back to Genesis. Probably Genesis 3:15, when he and his mother would crush the head of the serpent, Satan. And now the serpent is defeated. He thought he had won. Jesus was tortured. He was vilified in every which way. And finally, nailed to the wood of the cross, which came from the wood, and he knew it, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden. So he thought, oh, I have triumphed. That tree has been my triumph. Little did he know. And then 3 days later, Jesus arises from the dead. And so today we celebrate, and we shall celebrate this octave of Easter for 8 days, the most important feast. The next one is Pentecost, and then after that, Christmas. But this is the most important of the feasts. Victime Paschali Laudes, immolent Christiani. And to the victim, the Paschal victim, let Christians offer a sacrifice of praise. And so we read the sequence every single day of this octave. May the joy of the risen Christ fill your hearts, transform your wicked ways into saintly ways. That is my wish for you at Easter, which it is today. And in case you want to know, in Rome, this day, of course, as I said, everything is closed. You have to walk. And in those days, I could walk. I walked about 5 or 6 miles every day. It's quicker than taking the bus or a subway or something. And now, of course, I can't walk 3 steps. But anyway, everything is closed. And the day that is given, the name that is given to this day in Italian is Pasquetta, Little Easter. So, felice Pasquetta a tutti voi. Nel nome del Padre, e del Figlio, e dello Spirito Santo. Amen.